for the development across all strata of society. Now, Program Director, this requires that all government departments, entities, businesses, civic societies to work with the NYDA hand in hand in closing the gaps of inequality, poverty, and unemployment. Fellow young people of South Africa, we must dare not allow the rivers of blood shed on the streets of this country 46 years ago to have been in vain. We have to be the generation which unites on a common purpose of defeating the above-mentioned challenges of the day and place society on the uninterrupted path of accelerating the building of a better life for all, thus realizing the freedom Solomon Mahlangu declared his blood would nourish. We are the great-grandchildren of Sarah Batman, the grandchildren of Nelson Mandela, the children of Lillian Ngoyi, and the young lions of Peter Mokaba, and whose roar inspires our daily activities as the National Youth Development Agency, in coordination and leading youth development across the country. His Excellency, President Cyril Ramaphosa, we assure you that in the NYDA, the youth of South Africa have a reliable and dependable ally and leader to champion as well as advocate for our generational interests. I thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Asanda. Particularly for the confirmation that NYDA is a dependable ally. Yeah, it's about uba mncinci nam ngoku. Because when andiyithatha kancinci le nto every speaker from the podium, they go stand in front of the president, eyeball to eyeball. That's an once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Babe ndiyitrailblazer ngoku nam, Minister Mashabane, bendizawuke ndiyoma phaa phambi kwapresident, eyeball to eyeball. Thank you very much for those words, Asanda. Hayi ke bethuna, ifikelele esiphelweni ngokweyam indima. Ngoku bekusemandi, le tender bendiyifumene ifikelela esiphelweni. But before ndiyohlala phantsi, it is an absolute honor for me to call upon stage another trailblazer, Imbokodo ngokwayo, a minister in the office of the president, or responsible for abantu abatsha, abantu abangoomama, kwabanye nabantu abanedisability. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Minister Maite Nkwane Mashabane.
Malibongwe. Malibongwe. All of us, Your Excellency, Mr. President, in this room, you can hear me. You can now. We are born of mothers. We are the products of mothers, but also fathers, because mother can't create a child without the father. So this partnership must continue. Mr. President, respecting protocol and the time, may I take this opportunity to thank Ntate Mthethwa and Mayor Nkomnye, but also all the dignitaries in the room, in particular your good service, Mr. President, for giving us in particular the opportunity with Minister Nzimande, I can't see him in the room. Where is he? To say this June 16, you want to see it different. It must focus on 4IR so that these young people, in particular led by Asanda Luanda, the chairperson of the NYDA, must showcase what they are doing. We've been hearing the stories. I felt so proud, Minister Stella Ndabeni, to hear that the revolution of St. John, you were part of it. We moved from there, we came here, we never had a single word of a complaint of saying this government is not doing anything for us. We hear praises of men and women, heroes and heroines, Minister Mteto, who brought us freedom only 28 years ago. 46 years ago, blood was shed. 28 years ago, Mandela walked us into this freedom that we have. Now we want our children to become their own economic liberators, supported by us, led by you, Mr. President. It is an honor to say to men and women of South Africa, as the Constitution calls on us, that women, youth, and persons with disabilities, and all South Africans are now ready to do the battle we saw at St. John this morning. We are seeing in this room. No one is asking for favors. We say this is the government of the people, by the people, and we even have young people who say they will not just create perfumes, they will also make sure that we drive cars that they created in our lifetime. What else can we ask for? Program directors, it is really a great honor, while I apologize on your behalf, that we listen to His Excellency President Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa as to, from here, as we chaperone these young people with you, where do we go? I thank you.
Equal only
Totana! Ham. Asihlaleni phansi. Molweni. Dumela Sanbonan Abshin Demasiari Goeie middag. Program directors, Minister of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, Acting Premier of our province, Nkolisi Mvoko, Executive Chairperson of the NYDA, Ms. Asanda Luaka, the CEO of Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator, Ms. Sony, the CEO of the Youth Employment Service, Mr. Naidu, leaders of all youth formations that are here, our traditional leaders, our executive mayors and councillors, our MECs, yes, our other ministers who are here as well, and MECs, and young people of South Africa. Before we start, allow me to also pass my condolences to the young people who died yesterday in a car accident, for whom we observed a moment of silence. But I also want to pass my condolences, as I did already in writing, to the family of His Majesty King Sigcau, and ask you all that we should once again stand up and observe a moment of silence for the passing of King Sigcau. Thank you. Promoting sustainable livelihoods and resilience of young people for a better tomorrow is the theme of our June 16, but more importantly, of our Youth Month. We are here today to honor the youth of 1976, but we are also here to honor the youth of our country of all the decades. youth whose bravery, determination, and vision were so vital to the achievement of our democracy. From their struggles, we have learned that there is nothing at all people cannot achieve when they are united and committed to a particular cause and purpose. It is indeed due to the struggles of young people over many years that access to primary education is today universal for every single young person in South Africa. Our schooling feeding schemes have ensured that no child goes hungry in any of our schools. Today, our country produces 4 times the number of African graduates than we did in 1994. And that is an important indicator of the progress that is being made. Today, Minister Blade Nzimande will tell you that in the former white universities, the majority of young people who are in those universities, the universities that they were prevented and virtually stopped from attending, the majority of them are black students, which means access to university education has improved. Now, these graduates have gone on to become doctors, to become technologists, engineers, innovators, and entrepreneurs, as we were seeing today with the young person, Gwenya, who is now going to make a car. Our social security system offers a level of basic social protection to every marginalized and vulnerable citizen, especially children. These achievements should not overshadow the deep-seated challenges faced by young people all over the country. Now more than ever, we need young people to rally together to confront and overcome the massive challenges facing today. The apartheid legacy of poverty, unemployment, and inequality lies at the center of a number of these challenges. And this has recently been compounded by the effects of COVID-19, and the July last year, as well as the devastating floods that we just experienced northwest and here in the Eastern Cape. The fact that millions of young people are not in employment, that many of them are not in education and in training, is the greatest challenge facing our country today. As we rebuild from the pandemic, we therefore remain focused on growing our economy and creating jobs. We remain focused on far-reaching economic reforms and creating conditions for the expansion of businesses throughout the land. We are intensifying our investment drive and removing the red tape that has always held business back from contributing to the growth of our economy to achieve greater employment creation. Alongside these measures, we are harnessing capacity of the state to respond to the immediate needs of young people. It is for this reason that we announced the presidential intervention, which is a comprehensive response to the youth unemployment challenge. We have also launched the presidential employment stimulus, which supports public and social employment, and which has to date created close on to 880,000 jobs since it was established. A flagship initiative of the employment stimulus is the school assistance program, which has placed close on to 300,000 young people in schools across the country doing extremely valuable work. And this work that they are doing has been recognized and appreciated not only by the teachers, but also by parents, by school governing bodies, and also by local governments in the spaces where these schools are located. These young people are accessing meaningful employment while supporting teachers and contributing to positive learning outcomes in our schools. The latest program to be launched through the employment stimulus is the Social Employment Fund. It has begun to recruit thousands of young people, 50,000 participants in community safety, food and nutrition, digital inclusion, sports, arts, and recreation. We have just launched a new dashboard for the presidential youth employment intervention on the State of the Nation website. Members of the public are now able to track detailed progress with regard to the implementation and receive up-to-date information about the intervention. Our National Pathway Management Network, which links young people to opportunities for learning, for earning, and support, has now signed up 2.9 million young people on the program. Now, young people can join the network through an online platform, SA Youth Mobi, which is data free and works on all mobile networks. Since SA Youth was launched, it has placed more than 600,000 young people in earning opportunities and provided support for many more, including interview preparation, job search, and entrepreneurship training. This is what the practical implementation of this program is all about. As part of government's commitment to remove the barriers that young people confront when trying to enter the public service, we are reducing the cost and effort of applying for positions. For example, applicants for PAPA are required to submit certificated or certified copies of their educational qualifications and other relevant documents. In the past, you had to compile a pile of all these documents, and that has now been done away with. This simple change will reduce the cost of applying. It will improve the turnaround times and also reduce the administrative burden on government departments. At the beginning of next month, government will be launching the Future of Work Ambassadors program. This program will focus on organizing the recruitment in the public service. We want our young people to be in the public service. By bringing them in, we want them to modernize, to be part of the modernization of the public service, to contribute to the innovative applications that we want to bring into the public service, and also to increase the capacity of the state. We are pursuing innovative new ways of linking learning with earning. For example, the National Skills Fund is pioneering the pay-for-performance skills development model that will create 8,000 job opportunities for young people in digital skills. This morning, before coming here, we went to St. John's College, where we spent valuable time with young people in grade 11, grade 12, who are already well steeped in digital skills. And we were able to see why St. John's College here has become the hub of up to 19 schools. And we are going to increase its capacity to have all the instruments, the technological capability to help all the 19 schools around here in Mthatha. That is what we are going to do. And today we are also proud to announce the official launch of the revitalized National Youth Service. The youth service that we are relaunching will contribute to civic responsibility, a common identity. It will also contribute to development and nation building. This is a passionate generation that sees the need in our country and wants to serve those around them. We've been meeting young people who are focused on serving the nation, who just want to be given pathways, who want to be given the opportunity to be able to serve the people of South Africa. Through this National Youth Service, we are providing precisely that platform that will enable young people who want to serve the nation to do so. There is a great deal of work for them. Work that they can do in our public schools, in tackling social problems such as alcohol and substance abuse. There is a great deal of work that they can do to support victims of gender-based violence. There's great work to do in building social solidarity in our communities. This is the task that we believe the young people of our nation will be able to take forward. We look forward to the National Youth Service to inculcate in young people the habits of work, the value of community service, and a great sense of duty to our country and to our democracy. Young people who want to participate in the National Youth Service should join sayouth.mobi and create their profile by just going online and seeing what is available there. The Youth Employment Service, known as YES, and we received testimony about it here earlier, is another important initiative that has reached key milestones over the last year. through its partnership with the private sector, the YES program has created nearly 82,000 quality work opportunities for young South Africans. This is real progress. And as I talk to young people, and as I talk to various companies, they say they are finding that there are real quality young people who they can bring into their companies once they have gone through the YES program. This program has injected over 4.6 billion into the economy through the salaries that have been paid to these young people who join and become part of it. Corporate partners use the Youth Employment Service to build their own workforces by creating work experiences for youth in industries of the future. And these industries of the future include industries such as digital, drone, green economy, urban farming, mining, global business services, creative industries, and many more. The young people of South Africa are imbued with great entrepreneurial spirit as well as energy. Our task is to support them. Our task is to unleash this energy that resides in the hearts and the minds of the young people of our country. We saw great testimony about it earlier here on this stage. The Department of Trade and Industry and Competition, for example, is establishing a fund that will support an enabling ecosystem for young people to engage in forms of enterprise and self-employment. We will continue to provide young entrepreneurs with a capital. So be we fumane nale capital engithetha ngayo. Ngoba uzobuhleze khoneni ungayiva nale ndaba yale capital ezoba khona. We are going to be providing capital, but more importantly, we'll also provide networks to help young people have their own startup businesses, to ignite this growth, to ignite this potential for great businesses going forward. In the past financial year, 7,500 young people have received financial enterprise support, and over 30,000 young people have received other enterprise support. Youth Development Agency, Asanda, who leads that, if she had been given more time, she would have spoken about it. Through the NYDA, as well as through the Department of Small Business Development, as led by Minister, a minister who originates from this very province, Ustela Dabeni Abrahams. We need visionary young people who are united and focused on improving our communities, but young people who are focused on also making a contribution to the growth and building of our economy. We need young people who have discovered their generational mission and who are determined never to betray that mission that they have. We need patriotic young people who will actively serve their country and also defend the gains of our hard-won democracy. Yes, we need young people who will stand up to and put an end to gender-based violence and femicide. We need young people who will spend more of their time asking what they will do for their country rather than asking what their country is going to do for them. Because quite often, sometimes we meet young people who sit in the corner and wonder what the country is going to do for them. The time has now come for young people to look at all these opportunities, all the efforts that have been made, that are being made by government, and they should ask themselves, how can we interact with all these opportunities that are being opened? Our young people need to take the lead in building a more humane society, a society that treats people with disabilities with dignity. We are deeply concerned about the number of young people falling into depression and at times taking their own lives when certain aspects of their lives do not go well. Now more than ever, we need young people to show ubuntu and kindness towards their peers and fellow South Africans. Bullying at school or anywhere else in our society must stop. It must be a thing of the past. As we treat with each other with an element of ubuntu. The harassment of young people belonging to the LGBTQI+ community has no place in our country. No place whatsoever. Young people must shun crime and fight also against corruption. I also want to address a special generation of young people popularly known as AMA 2000. Now, this generation is the future of our country. These are the young people who take responsibility for their well-being and the well-being of those around them. These are young people who understand the damage caused by alcohol and drug abuse, who refuse to be drawn into crime and violence, and who avoid irresponsible and reckless sexual behavior. Young people must be inspired by the 1976 generation to look beyond their immediate circumstances and pursue their hopes and their dreams. The 1976 generation inspired the whole country to take more urgent steps to ensure that freedom does arrive. This generation must create livelihoods by pursuing their business ideals. They must pursue their dreams. They must focus on their studies and always look for opportunities for development. As a society, we must appreciate the contribution of young people. We must invest in their development, and we must support their efforts to define a new future for our country. Young people have always made an indelible contribution to the development of our country. Throughout the ages, organizations such as the African National Congress, in their formation, were inspired by young people who were educated, who went to various parts of the world to be educated. In the 40s, it was young people who gave a real spurt to our freedom fight and made sure that organizations such as the ANC Youth League were formed, and which formed and gave an impetus to the fight against apartheid. And throughout the years, there's been young people who have led various stages of our national development. And today's young people now have a lot of opportunities. Opportunities that government is opening. Opportunities that we want them to take up. And it is these young people who are the real future of our country. And today we saw these young people, Asanda Luaka, who speaks with such confidence about the work that they are doing in the NYDA. Unozuko Choba, who is an NYDA beneficiary. Now, when we formed the NYDA, some people dismissed it and thought that it would not really have an impact. And today she stands here and she says, I am a beneficiary of the work that has been initiated by government, and I have started my own business, and it's a manufacturing business led by a black young woman. Now, that is phenomenal. Nasipi Mnganga stands here and says, today I have a job opportunity. I'm part of the YES project. When we launched the YES program some 4 or 5 years ago, we knew in the end that it would start really showing great benefits. That is precisely what it is doing now. And she stands here confident and saying, I am a product of this program. Now, Usibusiso Ngwenya, an industrialist of the future, who is going to give South Africa its first own car. And he complains that we are very good at manufacturing other people's cars. And as a young person, he says, no, that is not enough. We need to have our own South African car. The patriotism in him is coming to the fore. Now, I want to applaud these young people. I want them to come here to the front. Iza, Asanda, Iza, Nozuko, Nasipi, and Sibusiso. Come forward. Where's the tall man? Now, these young people, you see, they are still so playful. These young people are the true representation of what our country is able to do for young people. They are just a mere sample. You can talk about the nearly 900,000 young people who've been given up schools, the many others who are in the digital space, having been opened up by Minister Bladen Zimande, who are now in arts and culture space by Minister Mtetwa, who are now in small business, Minister Dabeni Abrahams. Ngwana Mashabane is bringing the young people into various spaces. Minister Nglesi is bringing them into the government space. Home Affairs is hiring many of these young people. And we are opening space and opportunities in various corporates as well. Where the corporates are not able to plug in, we come in as government. Now, I put them here because I want to applaud them. These are young people and many thousands of others who are not sitting in a corner and complaining, who are saying, we are moving forward. These are young people who are positive about the future and many more who are out there. So I applaud you young people for your positive spirit. And on today's Youth Day, we present these young people to the nation and many others who are busy in our schools and many other, the private sector, to open up more opportunities, because these young people are bright, they are well educated, they are well skilled, they are positive, They look forward to a better South Africa, and that is why the theme of our Youth Month is so important for all that we are doing. We want to create sustainable futures for these young people and make sure that their livelihoods are sustainable, because we see in them resilience. We see in them commitment. We see in these young people the courage that we want to see amongst all young people in South Africa. This government is committed to improving the lives of the youth of our country. And we will continue doing everything we can. With the advice from the NYDA, which works with us on an ongoing basis, we will do more and much more to improve the lives of young people. Thank you very much.